If you have any question or comment or challenge, yes.
Not a challenge,
no. No, sorry.
I just wanted to add a few things. I'm well qualified in global things because I'm leading a lot of Malaysian Singapore delegation to United Nations Economic Conference. I'm the minister in the Singapore government. And I know Southeast Asia well because I was chairman of the trade art and chamber of commerce.
You want to add this photo for me?
Dora. And I was also chairing meetings of the International Chamber of Commerce Paris Banking Commission for International Bankers in many cases there. And I lectured on economics and politics. Some of my political issues were mentioned. Democracy is not real democracy in the Western countries. And you can find my lectures in the House of Commons Library there. But what I want to say is, the seeds of globalization were well planned. The third world countries were producers of raw materials. The countries which are, we call it advanced, they were technically more advanced. The third world countries never bothered. Now, so, but they needed our raw materials for the manufacturing. And so they slowly pushed the idea. So when the first World Trade Agreement conference was started, the idea was pushed that it's going to benefit all of us. But it did not. The only two countries who had reservations were India and Malaysia. And Malaysia could understand, and they have done it. They could understand what was inside. I mean, but they could not stand because 90% of the world goes into World Trade Agreement. What happens to the two people? They will be left out. So this was the thing. Now, that is that. But what has it produced is conglomerates, big companies, which are running our lives. And the worst thing that is happening is dehumanization. Islam is every individual is a unique individual in Islam. And there is an ayat in the Quran which says, we are produced into diverse nations so that we can test you. It's to every individual, Islam is an individual. In jihad, it's a personal jihad towards Islam. In the afterlife, it's personal test. And we have come dehumanized in the fact that they're killing the individual enterprise. Entrepreneurialism is going down, and all the people have to work and cog in the wheel in a huge wheel. And these conglomerates can then dictate they can make government a bit. You can see they are doing it now. The governments are. But they can dictate to you your life as they want. And the internet is the biggest danger in that. And so you mentioned that it's good in a way, but you get the influence of those who are disguised trying to say modernize Islam. Now, once that thing gets through, and they are not really Muslims, but pretend. Once that gets through, and they now the fourth lies with us. 1918, 1921, America was trying to get into the Japanese market. They fought very hard, Japan resisted India and Japan said, all right, you can have agents in Japan. You bring the horse to the water to the horse, but the horse will not drink. The Japanese people will not buy American goods. They can do their very best. Now that is their national plan. And we have succumbed to the, today the biggest industry is public relations. That means media, television, film, all that. That is the biggest industry. And we are succumbing, it is our fault. We go to Karachi 25 years ago, I used to buy bun kebab with a pie. It's very tasty, very nice, very nice. But today the youngster, for 5 rupees, he will not buy the bun kebab, he pays 20 rupees to go to McDonald's. Why? Because of the glamour that is. It is our own fault, and we have to understand that. So I have taken that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, any Other comments or questions?
Can I ask a question? What should
our personal response be to globalization? How can we help?
I think first of all we need to understand the current situation properly. Without understanding the disease, we cannot treat ourselves. And after that, we understand the situation properly. We need to basically emphasize on all principles. Don't expand the confusion, if you like, in relation to our values and our principle. We need to try to establish our own community, because day by day, I think the concept of the nation state, country, if you like, locality, is demolishing. You cannot say this is X country and this is Y country. Within this global world, every community needs to create fair community. From now on, the importance of the community is much more than the importance of nation state. Once again, we should try to establish, because before 17th century, we were in one nation, and then they brought this idea of nation state and split all Muslim lands to the many nation state, which is more than 60 nation state at the moment. We need to come back again to the idea of global community of Muslims. And I think this is possible if the leaders, the learned leaders of the Muslim country, they come together and try to establish new sort of networking, a new global institution to establish this sort of network among Muslims. But in terms of family and individual, I believe that we cannot wait for the system to do something for us. We need to do something for our own family. We need to understand that we are alone, if you like, in this society. When I say this society, I don't mean just British society. In the majority of the countries today, the believers are very isolated society. Therefore, they need to think about themselves. They need to think how they can create a community in their own locality and how they can link their locality to the global community of the believers. But it's not, the answer is not really simple to your question. It needs a lot of work and research. Unfortunately, one of the things that we don't study, we don't make any research about, is the society. And as I said in the beginning of my talk, today's society is very complex society. It is not a society that we can really see the all aspect and all element of the building of society in a very transparent picture. Therefore, to understand the society, we need to study it properly. We need to encourage our young generation to do some sociological studies, some cultural studies, some anthropology studies, and at the same time, study about the Islamic principle that they can establish the Islamic values not related to the today's society, but by considering the the new situation and the new society. For example, if you look at American culture, as his brother said, there is a difference between American culture and Japanese culture. Japanese, they have the same, even maybe the much stronger ability in terms of marketing, industrial production. They're more modernized than the American, but they don't have any influence in the other culture, in terms of culture. Why? Because American, they spend a lot of time to show American culture as a superpower culture. They use all equipment to present American as a powerful culture. And it is through the McDonald's, it is through the Pizza Hut, through the fast food, through the Fordism, through the Hollywood, through the way they present their news in the world, the way they present the information in the world, the way they present their education system in the world, and all these elements, it then come together. It creates a package of American culture. And you cannot leave one part of this puzzle and take the other part of the puzzle. Either you should have all together or reject all together. It is very difficult because many people, they say, okay, the benefit of the modernization, and we leave the corrupted part of the modernization. It is sometimes impossible unless the person is rational enough to distinguish between these things. We need to create a rationality among our young generation. We need to make a serious awareness among our teenagers from the beginning when they go to the elementary school up to the third level school. They need to be educated to know about the Islamic heritage, historical heritage of Islamic civilization. Many of our young generation, they don't know anything about the Islamic civilization. And the Eurocentrism and American centrism, they don't allow us to know about our historical background. The Eurocentrism and American centrism, it is basically presenting the American civilization, which doesn't have any root. I mean, it's America itself is a result of 300, 400 years jointing of European together in America. Therefore, we need to create a very firm awareness about Islamic history and try to create some sort of relationship between our today life and our history. That's what I think we should do. Okay, it's a prayer time. I pray, inshallah, Allah give us possibility to understand our time and try to establish the principle which can bring us to the salvation, which can make us ready for the appearance of our hidden Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And I hope we can be a good follower of the Fatimi Zahra salamullahu alayha ta'ala. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.